That was Christine Arnoux, My Island Home. It's a great pleasure to welcome back to the show palette member and former news editor here at Travel Writers Radio, Kirsty Bedford, who currently has this fantastic gig as editor of Luxury Escapes, the magazine, as distinct from Luxury Escapes, the travel agency that you might hear about on TV. They've got a relationship. She may explain that. And the magazine features global travel destinations and experiences. You've just been to Sri Lanka, I believe.
I have. I have just been to Sri Lanka, and it is a fantastic magazine. We're a quarterly glossy print publication published by Grin Creative in partnership with Luxury Escape. So, no, it's a fantastic, fantastic magazine. And I just went to Sri Lanka, which was ranked top country for travel in 2019 by Lonely Planet. So okay. I just was there about 8 weeks ago.
Okay. How did you find it?
Look, fantastic, really. I mean, I can see why it's basically been voted and ranked so high. And there's sort of four key reasons, really, that I think from my own experience. Mm-hmm. Pretty much they are around the diversity, the growth in infrastructure and investment by larger hotel brands, and also the people. The people are just beautiful, really friendly and entirely optimistic about their future, which is great, and that really has a great bearing on your experience, because a lot of it's about the way you feel when you're in a country. And I mean, it's really, if you think about it, about a decade ago, it would have been pretty inconceivable that Sri Lanka would have been listed as such a hot destination, given the civil war, which had such a huge impact on the economy. And of course, yeah, there are about 100,000 people killed, and it didn't end until 2009. But since then, there's just been such a big investment, and you can feel it when you're there. There's a new highway, and there's also a second highway under construction that was under construction while we were there. And that all basically cut the time significantly from the capital of Colombo, where the international flights arrive, down to the south of the country. So we flew in, and our first stop was at Annetara, which is about an hour south of Colombo. So Annetara is one of the big property chains that's really invested in Sri Lanka and really helped it as far as ensuring that it, you know, has the ability to host tourists. And others are Shangri-La, Centara, Sheraton, Four Seasons and Six Senses. But like I said, we stayed in the Annetara properties, and they've both only been around, we stayed in two, so they've both only been around a few years. And they're both adding really massive economic benefits to the local communities. And a lot of that is through the excursions that they do. I mean, the first one was about an hour south of Colombo, and the second one is Annetara, Peacehaven and Tangal, which is just absolutely mind-blowingly beautiful. You just, when you walk through, you come around and they sit you down in an area that just looks over to the two gorgeous swimming pools and then out to through palm trees to this incredible ocean view, just stunning beach, really beautiful, clean water. And that's about 3.5 hours south of Colombo. So basically, they both offer these excursions which get you out to the local markets and the temples, and the temples have got working monasteries and the safaris. So it all helps with the local economy. And I think that the diversity when you're there, like I mentioned earlier, is really what makes it really appealing. So when we drove from Kalitara to Tangal, we visited a 200-acre tea estate, and obviously Sri Lanka is quite well known for its tea and cinnamon production. So that's a really incredible experience that you can do, and they produce actually a virgin white tea which isn't touched by anyone. So no human part of the human anatomy touches the tea. It's just cut, right, and then you only touch it when you drink it. So that's sort of what makes this virgin white tea so special, and why it's called virgin white tea. Okay. And you can take a factory tour and watch these machines, which are about 145 years old, sifting the tea. And then, you know, a lot of people would know about sort of between the west and the south coast, the Galle Fort, which is a World Heritage Site, which was built in the 16th century by the Portuguese. And that's just a really gorgeous little town. It's got quite a different feel to a lot of the other towns. It's obviously benefited from You know, being a little bit more popular with tourists maybe. And there's some really gorgeous hotels there, and it's really, really pretty with a really lovely coastline. And everywhere you drive around through these villages, there's people fishing and selling fish on the side of the road. And obviously one of the other really key things as well is the safaris are pretty amazing. So we went to Udawalawi National Park, which is a sanctuary for wild animals. And when you arrive, it feels quite busy. There's lots of sort of safari trucks all lining up to get in the door. But once you're in, well, there's no door, obviously. It's just a national park. But once you get through the gates, you all disperse. And it's absolutely incredible how close you can get to elephants. The elephants literally walk right past you. And wow. If you reached out, you could actually touch them. And they're just, it's just incredible watching them in their sort of own environment. And that had to be definitely a real highlight for us as far as one of the sort of experiences goes. And the temples obviously are pretty amazing. We went to one where there was a little boy that came out in a maroon robe. He was sort of peeking around the corner of a building, and we asked our driver about him, and he said he was a practicing monk. The families can sort of nominate to put children in as young as 5 because they believe it brings luck to the family. So they stay there till they're about 14, and then they're allowed to sort of head out off site. But apart from that, it's all they do everything on site.
But they put the child in for so long. What seems to be so long?
It does. It does to us, doesn't it? You know, and a lot of these temples have working monasteries on them, which is just incredible. It's just such an amazing thing that you can go and see, and that, you know, they're not touristy. You know, they're just genuinely authentic sort of experiences. And those temples also have amazing Buddhist statues and, you know, to see, in caves that you can go into and see all this incredible artwork. And it's quite an amazing cultural experience. And I guess the other thing is, it's, you know, Sri Lanka's become pretty easy to get to. And like I said, I think the people are just, they're just genuinely helpful and optimistic and really friendly and lovely to be around.
I know that one of the mantras at Luxury Escapes is affordable luxury. So is Sri Lanka an affordable destination?
Yeah, well, I mean, it is to an extent, I guess. I mean, it depends what people's idea of affordability is, really. And I think the main mantra, particularly for our readers, is really more around they want the experiential. But to get back to to directly answer that question, I mean, it's the dollar, Australian dollar against the rupee is pretty good. For about one Australian dollar, you get 129 rupee. So to give you an example, to get into a temple would be about $4 Australian.
Right. Okay.
And to get into the national park is about $30.
Right.
So we were tipping when we were there. You know, I mean, you're tipping about 1,000 rupee. So it's not much, like $7, I guess. But you know, I think the key thing for people traveling generally is also about just that experiential travel and wanting to really make sure that they're connecting with cultures. And that's probably why, that authenticity is probably why Sri Lanka just rates so high, because it's not commercialized, and you can, you know, like I said, about being able to get out and sort of really explore the country without the crowds, and genuinely going up and meeting people who are just in genuine cultural experiences.
Okay. Now, just in the 30-odd seconds we've got left, people can read all about this in the latest issue of Luxury Escapes magazine. When's that come out?
Yes, they can. So I've written a story about my experience, and you can also read about some of the other incredible places to luxury travellers would love to see and do, and that comes out at the end of February.
Okay, and the current issue that's in newsstands now, that will be there until the end of February, will it?
Yes, it will.
Okay. Well, Kirsty, thanks very much for your time. It's great to have you back on radio. Maybe we can also talk to you in between editions about some of the trends that you find are evident in the luxury market.
Absolutely. I'd love to do that.
All right. We'll look forward to chatting with you again soon then, Kirsty.
Thanks, Graham.
Okay. Editor of Luxury Escapes magazine, Kirsty Bedford, speaking with Graham Kemlow. Kirsty will be on our show on a semi-regular basis, speaking about the latest in luxury destinations and experiences.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.